Well, Jimmy, that was a bit of a tough experience, wasn't it, all things considered?
Yeah, very tough. We knew it was going to be a difficult game. I think there were lots of areas that we couldn't control in terms of their physical dominance and physical presence. And, you know, obviously, age-wise, we give an awful lot away there, physical maturity, a lot of experience away. But fundamentally, I don't think we didn't deliver and execute our game plan. So we had a game plan to try and deny them playing forward into their front two, and first half in particular, that the spacing within our midfield three was too great and too big and offered no screen, and they got in around their front two a little bit too easy, a little bit too often, which caused an awful lot of problems. We knew there'd be a threat from set plays and tried to minimise free kicks and fouls and corners. And we probably conceded four or five real, real cheap, silly giveaways on fouls in the first half. So that was disappointing. Nothing that we didn't think at half time. Obviously, to go in at 1-0 down is a positive and something to hold on to. And if you look at the final stages of the first half, we obviously have a chance. Maybe on another day, Ollie from that position doesn't slide it wide. He probably, you know, a bit more positive and has a shot at goal. And you know, and things can change quickly. But we didn't feel at half time that was anything that we couldn't look to problem solve and look to improve. But obviously the nature and the timing of the goal of the second goal was a killer, and you know that hill becomes a little bit steeper to climb.
And it was, I suppose, the cliche men against boys at times, literally, wasn't it tonight?
Yeah, definitely, and you see that in the 1v1 duels. You know, you see it in their intensity, in the manner they can get up to the ball, and you know we're trying to get up to the ball with an intensity, end up 2 or 3 yards away from them, and then any contact one-on-one, you know, it very much was that. You know, it was men against boys in many respects, and you know, even just the speed of in which they have the ball moving, and you know, we try and move the ball quickly and he gets intercepted, and you know, we undercook things, underhit things, and definitely, you know, he hit nail on the head there. It was definitely men against boys at times.
But it gives those youngsters a measure of how far they've got to come to achieve what the Shrewsbury players are now as full-time pros, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. When I spoke to my in the debrief there in the change room, and you know, realistically, if we were to look at our squad, you know, I'm not too sure there'd be many, if any at all, that would look to go and place at this level. You know, so it's an eye nightmare, as I said before the game, that benchmarking. You know, we just have to be mindful of that. We've got a young group of players, and we're exposing them to lots and lots of positives. But you know, there's also some negatives in there as well, in terms of, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit damning on them, and you know, when they look to evaluate their performance, and you know, and not having a team that's able to be, you know, as competitive as perhaps would like it to be in these fixtures, you know, could have a negative balance as well. So it's something we need to be mindful of as a football club.
I suppose the one big positive is that Ollie Burke got 60 minutes under his belt, didn't he, tonight?
Yeah, big, yeah. So, you know, ultimately that's why he's included tonight, to get 60 minutes. And, you know, he come through unscathed. And you look at your cliche and your saying of men against boys, and you know, when he presses with an intensity, and he's got the physicality to cope, and you know, his two or three of his little runs and travels with the ball up against pressure, is able to withhold that pressure and resistance, and you know, bounce off people and get the other side of people. You know, so yeah, pleasing for Ollie, and you know, it would do him the world of confidence and the world of good in terms of, you know, after the nature of his tightness in his hamstring and coming through unscathed. So big bonus, yeah.